Hi everyone, welcome to Easter Day Bible Message here at STC Sheffield. Well, it must be Easter Day because I've got my waistcoat on. I know we're not in church, but I decided it's Easter Day. I'm going to put my waistcoat on and celebrate. As a church family or a visitor, we do so hope you've enjoyed our meditations this Holy Week. And we think they've been absolutely fantastic. We've got some great response back from folks. And a big, big thank you on this Easter Day to all the team who have made this happen. So many people have worked so hard to make these meditations and presentations happen. So thank you. And as a team, we do so hope that you are blessed on this Easter Day, a day we will remember for years to come, this Resurrection Day 2020. Where were you in the great lockdown at Easter 2020? But let's rewind this morning now just a little bit to Good Friday a few days ago. Do you remember this image on Good Friday? Mr. Sad, here he is. And it's how the disciples felt on that first Easter morning. They were very sad. Jesus had died. And the great future, the new future with God, the new kingdom he promised, they believed had died with him. And sadness, we touched on this on Good Friday. Jesus knew they would be sad, and sadness is okay sometimes. Because Jesus said to his disciples once these words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me." Because Jesus knew their sadness would not last. Quite simply, Mr. Sad, here he is going to be replaced by Mr. Happy. There we go. So how did this happen? How did this sadness leave them? Well, I'm going to read now some verses from Scripture, from Matthew's account of that resurrection day, Matthew 28. If you want to read it, it's the first 10 verses. But I'm going to pick it up now where the women who went to the tomb met with the angel. Okay, let's read these verses now. And this is from verse 5, Matthew 28. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the angel simply spells out all that Jesus had said. Then he says these amazing words. This is what Matthew writes. The women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What a wonderful scripture that is. Now we read in that Bible passage that the women were terrified. They were terrified. And it's a word we've heard many times in teaching here at SDC. It's the Greek word phobos, which is a word which means they're gripped, so gripped with fear they couldn't do anything. We touched on this a little bit on Monday when we looked at the disciples in the boat about to be drowned. They too were terrified. And yet at the same time, we read in that scripture that the women were filled with joy. And here's the truth. You see, joy is more than happy. Mr. Happy, here he is, helps us understand this truth. But his smiling face is only half the story. Because happiness is fleeting. It's here one day and then just disappears. We see that in people. They're very happy and then all of a sudden it's gone. But joy is permanent. Happiness is an outward expression. But joy is an inner reality. And that's what the women experienced on that first Easter morning. Because the word joy here in this scripture, the word joy means delighting in God's favor or deep gratitude within for all that God is and all that God has done. You see, joy is such a big word, and that's what they felt. But Mick, you may be asking, how can you experience terror and joy at the same time? It's seemingly just this great paradox, isn't it? Well, to explain that, let me ask you to think about babies for a moment. We have a new baby here at the vicarage. I think I've got her picture here. There we go. I don't know if you can see that, but that's baby Flora. Let's move it around that side as well. There she is. Not get too close to the camera, otherwise it will reflect a little bit too much. There we go. That's baby Flora. She arrived on last Saturday, 10:16, in the evening, and all the family here are getting used to her. Mum and Dad and her older sister, Ivy, who's two, they're staying with us. And lots of sleepless nights for Mum and Dad. And Granny and Grandad are doing okay, surviving at the moment. But great joy came when Flora was born. And it took me back to when our eldest daughter, Rebecca, was born. Sorry, Becca, you're included in the sermon on this Easter day. Because for me, I experienced times of great terror. It was those moments, maybe if you're a parent, you'll have realised and experienced this when children were born. It's kind of that feeling of it's down to me now. And now I know it's a man thing. I realise that. But bear with me. I had those moments when, what am I going to do? I've never done this before. I don't know what to do here. It's help, please. But then at the same time, moments of great joy when it would just come upon me, even when I wasn't holding Becca, or I just felt so full of joy. It just bubbled up in me. And I remember being at work and smiling ever such a lot when I worked in industry. And a lot of the guys would say, what's wrong with you? And somebody would say, oh, he's got a new baby. It was just there. So one moment there was terror, the next moment joy. And this is what the women experienced on that first Easter day. It's a little snapshot of something they experienced even deeper. This incredible deep gratitude for what God had done. In the midst of their sadness, God had come through. Jesus was alive. There's been a resurrection, as our good friend Rich Grant always used to say. God bless you on this Easter day, Rich and Louisa. There's been a resurrection. And for us today, that was then. In these bizarre lockdown days we're living in, there's three things I think on this Easter day we need to receive. And the first one is this. We need to believe it. Yes, we do. We do believe it. As Bible-believing Christians, we believe that Jesus is alive. He's been resurrected. There's a man in heaven praying for us now. And I've been thinking about this over these past days as well, that our prayers make a difference. Been saying all the way through Holy Week and to the staff team over these past days and weeks, there's three things we need to just take on board. We need to be able to pray during this time, read our Bibles, and connect with others. If all else is taken away, that will be sufficient for us. But we need to believe this resurrection, that this has actually happened. And you know, our prayers make a difference. And I believe if every Christian in our nation prayed every day for resurrection breakthrough, I believe this would turn the tide in eradicating this dreadful virus which is so affecting all of us. And what if here at STC we could raise up an army of believing prayer warriors out of this Easter day, this resurrection, an army of Bible-believing prayer warriors who would pray every day at the same time for resurrection breakthrough. What if we did that? And what if other people caught on with that? And what if a whole nation, Christians in the nation and others, started to begin to pray, perhaps at the same time every day, for a breakthrough? I think we would see something happen. So we believe it and really believe it. And then second thing we do is we receive it. And we receive it afresh this Easter day. And we say, come, Lord Jesus, fill me now with your joy and with your life. And thirdly, dear friends, we believe it, we receive it, and we live it out this day and every day, the reality that our God has overcome. We've been saying that all the way through Holy Week. Our God has overcome. You see, there's been a resurrection. He has overcome death once and for all. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the great German theologian and missionary, once said these great words: to encounter God is to change. To encounter God is to change. Why has the church not really changed our nation over these past years and decades? It's because I really believe sometimes we've not truly encountered God. We've not, as a church, really encountered the living Christ, the resurrected Jesus. But these are days when Jesus is moving in his church. There's a new reality of faith, and that's been our theme all through Holy Week, faith. You see, in our words and in our actions and with our smiles, we live out every day this resurrection. This time of crisis will come to an end, and we will return to some kind of normality. It won't be the same as it was before, and there will be challenges ahead, particularly economic challenges. We all know that. We all know there's going to be challenges ahead. But I believe, and I've said this throughout the week, that when we get back to work, to some kind of normal life, friends and neighbours and colleagues will be saying, so how did you manage in lockdown? And this is a great opportunity for us to be saying this: my faith strengthened me and my church supported me. See what happens when we say that. My faith saw me through the tough times. My faith saw me through the times when fear came and I felt a failure. My faith was there for me. The prophet Nehemiah says this in the scriptures: the joy of the Lord is our strength. Because, dear friends, this joy, this Easter Day joy that those women experienced, is for everyone, not just for me, and not just for you, not just for the church. It's for everyone. Because this resurrection is for everyone. If it's true for me, it's true for you. And if it's true for you, it's true for your colleague and your neighbours. And it's true for the city of Sheffield. Because this Jesus who came to earth and died on a cross and was resurrected on this day is for everyone. And so in a few moments, we're going to worship this Jesus. We're going to worship our God with two great songs. The first one is King of Kings, played by Becca and Adam. We thank you for the time they've taken to put these songs together. And the second one is a great song. We've heard a rendition of it a few weeks ago, a great rendition. This one is called The Blessing, and this is a big sound. And I wanted to have this on Easter Day. The blessing of God in our lives and in our families, in us, within us, around us, above us. Because our God has overcome. And as we worship, sing loud, church. Wherever you are, sing loud. Join in and ask the Lord Jesus for his joy on this Easter day. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for Easter day. Thank you for this resurrection day. And we ask now that you would fill us with joy, the joy that the women experienced on that first Easter morning. And your joy, Lord, would so fill us that anxiety and fear and worry would just drift away. And we would experience and know that the joy of the Lord on this Easter day and in the days to come, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Jesus. In your powerful resurrected name we pray.